Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, alongside Steve Harmison, looking back at Australia's 275-run win at Adelaide in the second test, meaning they go 2-0 up with 3 to play. And we all know what happens when Australia go 1-0 up, let alone 2. So, what do England do from here? Over the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to go through every single player and assess whether they play at the third test match at the MCG on Boxing Day. It's myself, John Norman, and Steve Harmison here on the Following On podcast. Well, if you're listening to the show, you no doubt know by now, and actually if you've heard the intro, Australia have won, and they've won handsomely. Made to work for it, true. If not for a misjudgment by Alex Carey behind the stumps, game probably would have been over by lunch on day 5 or even dinner. As it was, Joss Butler went on to face 209 deliveries before being ninth man out with a score of 26. So formed good partnerships along the way with Chris Wokes, who hit 44 from 97 balls. Even Ollie Robinson hung around for 39 deliveries. But really, the damage done on day 3. Ollie Pope dismissed within the first 10 minutes of day 5. He went for 4, not to Nathan Lyon for once, though. And Ben Stokes was dismissed, a fine bit of bite of Nathan Lyon. That's already one of the matchups of the series so far. But Nathan Lyon coming out ahead on that occasion. And then it was the blockathon. Tired pitch, tired bowlers. And England got just after the tea break before Butler, and then Jimmy Anderson were dismissed, meaning Australia win. They win comfortably, and they win by 275 runs. So where do we go from here?
Story of the day.
So Harmy, it went as we thought. Okay, probably took a little bit longer than we thought. If Alex Carey had taken that chance at early doors, it would be a very, very different judgment on Butler. He would have gone for a pair. As it is, he stuck it out and, you know, batted well alongside Wokes. But it wasn't enough, was it? England lost the match on the afternoon of day 3. It does make you think, though, on that pitch, if they had managed to bat for another couple of, even if they managed to bat for another 20 overs in first innings, you know, this game could have been a draw, although Australia possibly wouldn't have batted as long in second innings. Either way, it doesn't really matter. Let's talk, though. Joe Root's just spoken. He's just been quite strident about the bowlers and the lengths they bowled. And that's interesting to me, because that, for me, is a shot across the bows of Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad.
Yeah, I get that. And I listened to Joe and I was, yes, you probably have got a point. You have got a point that we could have bowled a touch fuller. But if I've listened to that and I'm sitting in that dressing room, I'll tear strips off him when he comes in, because I'll say, you know what? We bowled fuller and created a chance and they've been dropped. every time we create, you know, we've bowled full bowls and we're getting nicked and they're getting dropped. And we bowl another full ball, we get whacked back past our, you know, three extra cover, get clipped through mid wicket. Ball goes flying past us, you know, the bowler, the non-striker, just past the non-striker batsman. So when we bowl full, we nick it and we don't catch it. So, you know, you can't just throw us under the bus like that. We've got a guy, and this is what I'd be saying to him. If Michael Vaughan had said that against me, against Hoggy, against Fred, we would have been waiting for him. We would have been waiting for him in the dressing room. And oh, hold on. So
are they waiting?
Just pull yourself. Possibly, but I'd have been just, hold on, before you go and throw us under the bus. You know, every time we have bowled full on this, we have created chances. We've dropped 10 catches, right? Hands up. Two wickets off a no ball, that's our fault. But we've created 10 opportunities in this series so far. We're 2-0 down, largely down to fuller balls. Now, we're pulling our lengths back because when we don't create the chances, we're getting banged for four. You know, we're trying to create pressure, push the ball up and go bang, like that. So we'd be waiting for them in that. And we would also be saying, right, if you're going to throw us under the bus, we just had a bloke bat for 210 balls on a 50-year pitch. We've been bowled out for 230 and 190 in a test match. So if you want to play bowlers against batsmen, we're going to come back at you, and we're not happy with what that is. And that's what we would be saying. I've got no doubt whatsoever. You know, Hoggy'd be waiting for him at the top of the stairs. He'd be waiting for him at the top of the stairs.
I mean, Broadie and Henderson, they're not shy. Yeah. Does this happen in front of everyone?
Well, I would imagine there'll be a quiet word. And if the quiet word spills into a dressing room, then fine. It might go into the team meeting. It might be left and kept. Rawness as it is, getting beaten by 275 runs, 2-0 down in the Ashes. It might be left for a team meeting when we sit down pre-Christmas dinner talking about what's going to happen. But if I'm Broad and Anderson and I'm hearing this, thinking, right, one of us is not playing in Melbourne. I don't think both of them can play in Melbourne. I think one of them is going to get left out, if not both, but I think one of them will get left out. And I think it might be Stuart. I might be going early. Right. I think this is a reactive coaching unit and management unit. And I think they're, you know, reasonably weak. And I think if one of them big guns goes and throws his toys and has a real go, I can see that one playing in Melbourne. I really can. I think this is the way this unit is. And I think Stuart is quite calculated when he's done that, because he's done it before. But that's for me, if I'm sitting in that dressing room, I've just heard my captain say, we've not bowled the right lengths. We need a bowl fuller. I'd be ready for the whole management unit to tear strips off them and say, you know what? Every time we have bowl full, we've created a chance. We haven't caught them. Now that's what brings my lengths back, because when I create a chance, I expect it to be catched. Bang, there you go. See you later, Marnus Labuschagne. See you later, David Warner. And then I'm not getting banged for four when I overpitch the next time. I'm not getting, you know, whipped through mid-wicket when I've gone a bit straighter. So you can't go and throw people under the bus when you look at the bigger picture. Is we have created chances. That's the stupid thing about this tour so far. We are 2-0 down because we picked the wrong team and lost the toss in Brisbane. We picked a spinner who probably should have played in Adelaide and not played on a green seamer. Better picking Broad. We've created 10 opportunities which haven't been taken in eight and a half Ashes days of Test match cricket. And we've two balls, hands up, bowling unit, two balls, we've bowled no balls and got wickets with. And we are getting beat 2-0 because of that simple fact. It's not because we haven't bowled full enough. It's because we haven't taken the chances when they've come to be created. Marnus Labuschagne's got man of the match.
I know.
So first Ashes test 100. He was dropped three times. He was dropped three times before he got to 100. That tells you everything. So we can say we could bat more than 20 overs, another 20 overs in that first innings. We can say all we want about bowling fuller. But you create three chances to a bloke who gets 100. I'm sorry, that's where you're losing the game. Not because you're not bowling full enough.
Also, isn't it down to the captain to tell them at the time? I mean, he does have that. He can set the field, can't he? He can, like, literally, can't he literally just tell them to?
Well, he can. Of course you can. He should be. And if it's worrying them that much, you can do. You know, Vaughan would do it. Yeah. Michael would do it. If you wanted the ball a bit straighter, he would put people on the leg side. But right, we've got a straight field. You've got a 5-4 field, so you're gonna have to bowl straight. Yeah. If you wanted to bowl, you know, outside off stump and you wanted to bowl, you know, you would 6-3 field, or you'd take another man across. You'd say to Hoggy, you know, you're bowling too straight. So you'll take men off the leg side, knowing that Hoggy would have to bowl outside off stump because he doesn't want to get whipped for four. Doesn't want to get hit, clipped through the leg side for four. So he could in theory do that. He could, you know, make changes, you know, pull the field straighter to make your bowl that bit fuller. But at the end of the day, you know, I get his criticism. I understand he wants them to bowl that fuller length. But to go out straight after in the press conference and see it as raw as he's done, that wouldn't sit well with me, because I'm thinking, you know what? This bowling unit's created that many chances and we aren't taking them, largely down to the people who are making a royal hash of the way they're batting. If you think of the people that have dropped catches, they're the ones that aren't scoring any runs either. So it could then turn into a nasty little batsman be bowler contest in the dressing room.
I'll leave it with this. Michael Atherton today in the Times. England's bowling strategy was a revelation in the opening hour. This is talking about yesterday, day four, when Root was off the field. As the bowlers, praise be, pitched the ball up and Stokes set sensible fields with short extra cover and a short mid wicket, combined with a straight set mid off and mid on, encouraging a fuller length. As a result, Australia was smothered, much as England had been the day before. And that's what I said in yesterday's show, didn't I? I said I thought that they were bowling fuller and better when Root was off the field. Root then came on and Stokes just bowled it halfway down the track for two overs. It was very odd. And he whipped out Anderson when he looked like he was getting on top of maybe Labuschagne. I can't quite remember. Anyway, look, we've discussed this test for the last 5 days. We're going to devote the next 10 minutes of the show to the next test, and the Cricket Collective will be back on Tuesday as well with Neil Manthorpe. It'll be fascinating to get his views on this, as well as the goings on in South Africa, by the way, which you haven't been keeping an eye on. Well, that could get very, very ugly very, very quickly. Some of the absolute legends of the game, two of which are still involved in South African cricket, being, well, they're having their names dragged through the mud now. So make sure you download that. That'll be on the following on feed. But it's time to take switch attention to the third test.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What is going to happen tomorrow?
Okay, Harmy, I'm going to go through all 11 players from this test match, England players, and I'm going to ask you whether they play the third test, okay? And you give me your answer, yes or no, and a little reason why or why they shouldn't. So first off, Rory Burns.
Maybe.
You can't.
Can I see that one?
No.
Yes, he plays.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, he plays. I think he plays. Why?
Yeah.
If he's out for a duck in this... Actually, no, forget that. It's a silly question. Why does he play?
Because he is senior enough now that he gets that one more chance. And that's it. If England lose, Melbourne doesn't score any runs... I think he struggles to get not only get back in the team. I think he might struggle to sort of resurrect. He'd have to go away and play some cricket to resurrect his career at international level for me.
I'm not sure he comes back, does he? If Burns is dropped, I don't think he comes back again.
No, so I think with that, I think I give him another go. And that was where I was like, maybe, because like we've only got so many batsmen and you can't sort of drop them all. And Burns plays for me. Hamid doesn't.
That brings me on to the next question. Hamid, you say doesn't. So do I take it that you think Crawley should play?
I think Crawley should play. I'm just looking at my TV and Matt Prior and Alistair Cook are picking their teams for the next test. And it's interesting, Cook has got Broad and Anderson in it and Don Bess in it. Well, Pryor's gone for Broad or Anderson with Wokes and Leach in it. So interesting. Pryor's gone for Butler as a batsman and Bairstow as a wicketkeeper. Don't really think that makes a great deal of sense. Cook's gone for Pope in the team. He's basically not changing the batting unit, keeping the same seven players, which I find that quite amazing. But I'm going to sit on that BT couch on Boxing Day. Alistair Cook is going to be in Barbados because he's gone away on a family holiday, so he misses that one. So it would be great to debate that team, but my team would look a little bit different. Crawley has to come back in. He has to come back in for Hamid, in my opinion.
Is that Milan? Is that, see, I've been thinking about this and I've felt that Crawley, so Crawley is banging at 3 behind Sibley and Burns. And I felt Crawley should be opening. I just think if he pays off, then you bring in a Sibley kind of character just to hold. Obviously, we've moved on. Milan's now at 3. Crawley's record was absolutely abysmal. I think he averaged about 11 in 14 tests. And he hasn't played for months and months and months. Hamid, actually, I don't think his technique is geared to the Ashes or Australia. But surely having 2 tests under his belt, and he played okay at the Gabba. I just wonder, you know, is Crawley... And also, what's the old adage at Melbourne? Don't drive before lunch.
No, but another thing is we are not... We're in a position where I think a change is needed.
I
think it's a change of mentality. It's a change of mentality.
Yeah, possibly. I think
we have to put pressure on Mitchell Starc. We have to put pressure on Mitchell Starc.
Could you imagine that he's going? You're basically telling the guy, go out there and start driving against Mitchell Starc. You haven't played in months. I mean, Mitchell Starc might not play, by the way. I think you're right. Yeah. You mentioned it 2 days ago. He's got a side injury. I mean, he might not even play, but Hazelwood will be back and Cummins will as well. So Jai Richardson might play. Either way, you know, I just think we're sending these guys out hiding to absolutely nothing.
I've just said that on the breakfast show on Talk Sport. Yeah, I've just kenned Joe for 10 minutes there talking about throwing the bowlers under the bus. But he's the one I feel sorry for the most, because you say Crawley hasn't played. Our thinking leading into this, our management structure's thinking leading into this last 2-year cycle to get to where we are now has been abysmal. In fact, it's not even been that good. Joe's just thrown bowlers under the bus. He got thrown under the bus.
You give it a grade A for abysmal.
Yeah, oh, it's not even a grade A, it's a capital A. Yeah, it's an A plus. It's shocking. You know, we're sending people home after Sri Lanka after one test.
Oh, no.
Same in India, trying to protect this, that, trying to protect that lot. And what did we say 4 years ago? We can't bowl 80 mile an hour, 480 mile an hour bowlers in the Ashes. And what do we do? We picked the same three out of four.
We just had Joe Root bowling off spin under the lights in the pickball test.
That sums us up.
Well, we'll talk about that at length another day. Okay, so Crawley in for Hamid. Milan plays, correct?
Yeah.
Root plays at four.
Stokes at 5.
Stokes, I mean, yes, of course he plays, but that is just, so, you know, he's going to be fit by Tasmania, maybe, but he's still so short. You know, again, second innings, it's like he's having a net. Now, big one here, Ollie Pope.
No, I think that lad's brain looks scrambled. He looks as though he's got roller skates on when he's batting. He doesn't look still at all. And I think the kid is a smashing talent. I think he's got all the shots. He just doesn't seem to get started. He could go to Melbourne and get 100. He could. He really could. I just don't see him getting past 15 balls, 20 balls. And that, I think the Aussies have seen that as well. Yeah, young man, he comes back, not a problem. But there's sometimes you have to take somebody out the firing line. And I think that might just be the time for Ollie Pope. You know, the way he nicked off in this game.
Yeah.
It was from a bowler's point of view, it was so simple. It was right. We know this kid wants to put bat and ball. So Stark runs around the wicket for 3 balls and says, right, go on, that angle, there you go. Hit that, hit that, hit that. He goes over the wicket, taking the ball away from him, and you knew he was going to chase it, and he chased it, and he nicked it.
And it was twitchy as well, wasn't it? The way he followed it, it's an ugly, ugly dismissal. Followed the ball, did everything you mustn't do, really.
Bairstow comes in for me at 6.
Is Lawrence in the side? Is Lawrence in the squad? He is, isn't he? Not that I'm saying
he's
picking.
He's in the squad,
But
he's in the squad.
The thing is with Bairstow, it's like we've been here before so many times.
We have, but I would say with Bairstow thing is as well, he seems to get, he's an easy leave out. I actually think sometimes Johnny's easy left out.
Okay, let me just say one thing, right? You talk about the lack of planning. So Bairstow was in the side for that 5th test against India.
Yeah.
And then the next game on the way here, he looked like he was going to play, and then they changed their mind.
So, I think they changed their mind 2 days before the Brisbane test match. But you know, for me, Bairstow plays. If Joss had, Carey or Warner had caught that, Pope might have stayed in the side and Johnny might have come in as a keeper. But Joss has just batted 200 balls. Bairstow at six and Butler at 7. I think, plus we might just need some experienced heads now. We might need players that have played a lot of cricket, big occasion, just to stand up. This is their moment. This is their time. Butler's not going back to Australia in 4 years' time. Bairstow's not going back to Australia in 4 years' time. I'd be surprised if Stokes does. Root might not go back. They definitely not go back. Probably not go back as captain. Milan doesn't go back in 4 years' time. So Burns won't be there in 4 years' time. So this is their moment to stand up. And I think that unit there is probably our most experienced unit when we need them the most. And I think that's what my selection would probably go down to. And the only one would be a Crawley switch for Mead, because I just think Crawley and Pope, Hamid and Pope. Pope, more so Pope, that looks a bit scrambled, but Crawley looks as though he's, I think, even though he hasn't had a game, I think I'd like to see him go in first. Yeah, and if he gets in, I think he can then sort of capitalise on anything that's overpitched or that's a bit shorter, because he's a big, tall man.
So the big burning question then, 8, 9, 10 and 11. 8.
For me, you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. If you're going for your big bowlers, for your experienced batsmen, you've got to score runs. And it's all well and good, Joe, saying bowling lengths. You got to score runs to put pressure, scoreboard pressure on. I think it's between Broad and Anderson, who plays.
What's your gut feeling?
So Robinson at 8. I think Robinson at 8. I'll leave number 9 for a second. Anderson 10, or Wood 10, Anderson 11. And it would be a case of, do we go down the spinner route?
I think a spinner should have played in this match.
I think we probably do have the spinner in the side. And it could be a case of, right, we might have to pick Don Best and bat number 8, Robinson at 9. Or you go for your best spinner of the two. Bear in mind, spin in Australia around, from teams around the world, averages 43. So do you then sacrifice your best spin bowler for the batting option, which would be Don Best? So I wouldn't like to see that happen. I would actually like to see Robinson bat at 8, Leach 9, Anderson 10, and Wood 11. Broughton Anderson, they're going to, this press conference from Joe was telling me that one of them's not playing in, one of them's not playing in Melbourne. And I actually think it'll be Stewart. I don't think they'll leave Jimmy out. I don't think they can leave Jimmy out. I don't think they've got it in them to leave Jimmy out. But I think they can leave, or they will leave Stewart out. It leaves Lawrence, don't get a game. Overton doesn't get a game. And probably Best doesn't get a game out of the ones that, that are there. But I think the noises that George DeBell made about bringing in the big bash players, I don't think there's many in there that I'd bring in, other than if we lose in Melbourne, I think I'd bring in Saki Mahmood, because I actually think there's, I think there's mileage in that kid playing test match cricket. And I think if we can get him into the squad, maybe that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Especially when you factor in the fact that he will probably play 4 years from now. It'll be good to have a game under his belt, especially if we're 4-0 down going to Tasmania. You send Mark Wood home, you know, Jimmy's, maybe even Jimmy as well. I tell you the other thing, mate, we might have seen the last time Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad bowl alongside each other.
We've said that before, though. We've said that before. If them two are around in the summer, they'll play in the summer.
I don't know, you know. I don't know. I think if Joe Root stays as captain, I think that might be it. Anyway, mate, you've got to go and do your YouTube show. So if you want a little bit more Harmy with Brad Hogg, head over to Steve Harmison's YouTube channel. And if you want more podcasts, cricket podcasts, then stay right here. Tomorrow, Neil Manthorpe and Harmy will be joined by a couple of top guests to look back at the action, but also look ahead and also look around some of the other big cricket stories, as I may mention, South Africa. Big stories coming out of there, as well as the Women's World Cup and the Ashes squad have been announced. So we'll be looking ahead to that. But for now, thanks so much for listening to Following On.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.